Deadly monsoon flooding in Thailand sweeps Compassion's projects. Will an air support ministry get its fleet out of the impound lot in Congo? Stay tuned to find out. And religious freedom could be at risk with political change in Bolivia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Thailand tops our news. Floods caused by late monsoon downpours destroyed hundreds of homes and shops in the affected region. Many areas, especially those in the mountains, are still at risk of landslides. Compassion International's Julie Koshy.
We did have the annual flooding that occurs in Thailand, the monsoon season, and we did have about 153 children affected by the heavy rainfall. Many of these kids lost homes, they need food, they need medicine, so Compassion Thailand is assisting them. Unfortunately, we also had one child who did die.
Koshy says her staff has been working all along to be the hands and feet of Christ to these people. A crisis will allow them to live their faith even more.
I can safely say that most of those children do not come from Christian backgrounds, and yet the families are so happy that we are just loving their children that they're so willing to take the Bibles. It's up to the children, and it's up to the families whether or not they accept Christ and move on with that, but we at least provide that opportunity for them.
Next, there's been a surprising turnaround in a case involving Mission Aviation Fellowship, their fleet in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the courts. In August, MAF's Fran DeRocher urged prayer as a dispute led to part of their fleet getting impounded. Today, he tells us local election unrest actually played a small role in what happened next.
It just so happens that day, there was a little bit of trouble in town, but our guys still went to court. The judge was there, but guess who wasn't? The other side. And so the guys that were bringing the case against us didn't show up, and so we were able to present all this, and it just took about 2 weeks, and he came back with his decision.
DeRocher says God's hand moved to time an election with their court hearing.
It just so happened at that time as well, you know, once things calmed down after the elections, we got the planes freed and the van, and they had all planes flying that week. And so the timing was excellent for the program. Yes, we could have used the planes before, but we just think this is a tremendous answer from God.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries has been ministering to street children in the war-torn Democratic Republic of Congo since 2002. Due to the fighting, conditions in Kinshasa are poverty-ridden, and many children join street gangs just to survive. ECM desperately needs a center to get the kids off the streets into an education, Christian teaching, and apprenticeship training. The ministry is now caught between the expenses of renting a home or buying the property. If you want to help, go to our website. Meanwhile, Christians in Bolivia are playing a waiting game. They're waiting to see if the new government will rewrite the Constitution and possibly limit the freedom of religion. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says changes would impact their schools.
Some of the issues that have been brought up, and especially one that would be very detrimental to the Christian churches, would be the idea that there would be no more private schools. All our schools would be nationalized and taken over by the government, and Christian teaching could not be taught because those schools would be under the authority of the government.
While nothing's been decided yet, Vinton urges prayer for continued religious freedom. He also says prayer is needed for their several Christian schools and the missionaries and national teachers who work there.
That all of them together would just continually focus on that purpose of spiritual life for our students, as well, of course, academic excellence that we want to provide for them.
And the impact of short-term missions teams cannot be underestimated. That's especially true for World Venture in Mozambique, where they've seen a huge influx of short-termers. Those teams serve alongside long-term workers to support the ongoing work of training, church planting, evangelism, and relief and development ministries. One World Venture partner says that Mozambique is uniquely open to the gospel right now. Pray that God would continue raising up effective ministers of the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.